Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Pete, this is Corey Farr from Rustica Hardware. You called and left a message for us a couple of days ago, and I'm just following up with that to see what was going on, if there was something we needed to do for you.
Yeah. So I gave you a call about some equipment financing and working capital you guys are actually pre-approved for, up to $250K. How can I help you out here? Where can I point you in the right direction?
Is this something specific that we've been trying to work out with you, or is this just a solicitation?
No, well, it's actually, I don't have your file in front of me now, but we only pre-approve people who have a past relationship with a major bank or another bank in our network with good credit history. So based on your credit history, I don't know who you worked with recently, if you leased something or financed any piece of equipment, but based on your credit history, that's why we did send you a pre-approval for $250K. Do you have any needs, as far as capital? Do you have any projects coming up here where you need to replace any equipment or just use, for cash flow?
We do have some projects we're working on, but we have a bank that we're working through with that.
Oh, really? Do you have a line of credit with them, or?
Yes, we do.
I mean, we're not really in the business here of competing with your local bank. We're more of a secondary source of cash flow for if you need anything that they can't get you. I know a lot of banks. Once you use up about 60 or 70% of your line of credit, if they don't call it on you, which you're lucky if they don't. But you might need some extra cash on hand that you can't get, and that's kind of where we come in. We're supplementary bank.
Okay.
And the working capital, I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's also unsecured loan, so it's a lot better than a line of credit as far as, the risk for your business.
Okay.
What kind of project?
Well, we've got a couple of contracts we're looking at that's going to require some cash flow while we're waiting to get paid, on the terms.
Do you deal with net 30 contracts or something similar like that?
We've got some that are net 60.
Okay. And what industry again? I'm sorry. Roofing? Home building?
We're specialty home decor manufacturing.
Okay. How's business been?
Is it good? Like the barn doors.
Oh, I got you.
That goes along with it.
So very, very niche market you got, kind of.
Yeah.
Okay. And tell me a little bit more about these projects you're working on.
Well, we had a project with Home Depot. They wanted to do a Black Friday blowout, and they wanted to order, a large amount of merchandise from us and have us sit on the AR until, for 60 days.
Yeah, it's no fun.
Yeah, so. Do you have some paperwork or something you can send to me?
Yeah, of course. How much were you looking to get here?
That deal probably it would have been nice to have a line of credit for like $5 million.
Okay. How much do you? Well, the working capital it's based on gross annual sales, and we usually free up about 10 to 15% of your revenue from last year. What'd you guys do?
Well, I don't want to discuss.
No, you don't have to. You can. Yeah, but I'm just giving you a general idea of how much money we can unlock for you.
So you're saying about 10 to 15% of revenues.
Yeah, from last year. So hypothetically, if you did $1 million in sales, we can get you about $100K to $150K.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Where's a good email I could shoot you some information over to? I'd love to, help you out here, just to keep you informed. Okay. Working capital has only been around for, a few years here, so it's been a lot of people know exactly what the specific terms are and whatnot.
Right. Yeah, my email is Corey, K-O-R-Y, F as in Frank, at rusticahardware.com.
Perfect. The Bank of Cardiff? .com, I'll shoot some info over to you. Take a look at it. Corey, are you 100% owner?
No, I'm their VP of finance.
Oh, okay, perfect. So, do you know if there's one owner? Or is it a partnership? Something like that?
Yeah, it's a husband wife owner.
Okay. And you're the VP of finance. Yeah, I'll shoot some info over to you, take a look at it, and when's a good time for me to follow up with you? Maybe, you know, a few days, end of the week?
Yeah, give me a couple days to look at it and decide if the path we're going down is not as good as the one you're offering.
Of course. We'd love to, throw our hat in the ring as many times as we can. Let's shoot for Thursday afternoon or Friday afternoon or morning would work better for you.
Thursday, be fine.
Thursday? All right, no problem. Here, I'll shoot that over in about a minute or two, and if you have any questions at all, feel free to give me another call, or just shoot me a quick email here.
Okay.
All right, take care, Corey.
Thanks, Pete.
Bye.
All right.